This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 17 Pentecost underscore Tuesday underscore C. First posted September 21st, 2010, Amos 8:4-7 Indictment against unjust merchants. Paraphrase, listen, you who abuse the poor and needy, looking for every opportunity to sell food for profit. Listen, you who cheat with small measure and large prices, and scales that overcharge. Listen, you who buy the poor for money, and the needy for shoes, and sell them the lowest quality food and merchandise. The Lord has sworn that He will not forget what you have done. Commentary, the Lord has created this world good, Genesis 1:31, with adequate resources for all. The reason that some don't have necessities is because of social and economic injustice, inequitable distribution of resources. The evil that exists in this world is because of human sin, disobedience of God's word. God has designed this creation to allow us the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God's word or not, and the opportunity to learn, by trial and error, that God's will is our best interest. But God is not going to allow rebellion and disobedience forever, or at all in His eternal kingdom, so this creation, and we ourselves, are limited by time. The Lord favors the poor and needy because He is just and righteous, doing what is right, good, and true, and they are victims of social and economic injustice. We have all sinned and fall short of God's standard of righteousness, doing what is right, good and true according to God's word, Romans 3:23. For all we have sinned, and come short of the glory of God, 1 John 1:8-10, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal destruction, Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. There is a day of judgment coming, when everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to the Lord for what we, individually, have done in this lifetime. Those who have acknowledged their sin, have accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord, boss, and have trusted and obeyed Jesus will have been spiritually born again. John 3:3-5-8. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit during this lifetime, and will enter the promised land of God's eternal kingdom in heaven restored to paradise. Those who have denied their sinfulness, who have rejected Jesus as Savior and Lord, who have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2, above? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God, Ephesians 1:13-14, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.